It's a question you often find when filling out certain government forms or job applications. Race or ethnicity? Providing the answer is in nearly all cases voluntary, but for some, it can be a hard question to answer. Three women in Tampa say they live with complicated identities. Each is Latina and each is Black. They say because of their skin tone, it's a struggle to find acceptance within the Latino and Black communities. WSF's Naomi Prelo paid each a visit to find out how they liked to be identified.
Evelyn Diaz is from the Dominican Republic. She also happens to be Black. Growing up, Diaz remembers attending class with white classmates who were Cuban or Puerto Rican and feeling out of place.
Okay, guys, have fun.
Now, she's a Spanish teacher's assistant at Leonard High School in Ruskin, where a majority of students are Latino. And she says she gets the same feeling she did as a child.
Right now, where I work, a lot of Mexicans, from people from Guatemala, students from Guatemala, they look at me like weird because of my hair, because I'm different than them. They don't have the same hair that I have, and we're Latino.
University of South Florida student Jessica Roberts has a very American name, Black skin, and no accent. She says she is questioned all the time if she is Latina.
I have a lot of people that will tell me, no, you can't be Spanish, especially because my name. Like, my name is real basic, and, you know, I don't look Puerto Rican or whatever and Dominican, so a lot of people sometimes just tell me that I'm not.
Rather than accept people's generalization that she's only Black, Roberts chooses to school them on why she doesn't deny her Latina roots.
People just like to group us as Black and stuff and want to deny that we're Spanish. But you can't deny where you're from and your roots and stuff like that. So people can put you in this box, but that doesn't mean that you fit there.
Elizabeth Horge Freeman is a USF sociology professor and the author of a book called The Color of Love. Freeman says many Afro-Latinos in the United States have ancestry that links back to Africa. But most choose to identify with the country they're most recently from or where their parents were born. Freeman said it's critical for Afro-Latinos to know their racial origins, but realize that most people will judge them based off of what they see.
I think that it's hugely important for Afro-Latinos in particular to understand this particular racial history of their countries. And then once they have that understanding, make these more informed decisions about how they identify.
Tampa resident Nanjalis Diaz identifies as Afro-Dominican. She says her frustration goes beyond just first impressions. She struggles with what to say on job applications or legal documents.
I don't know if I'm, like, white. I don't know if I'm African-American because I am from the Dominican Republic. I was born there. My grandmother is, like, Black. Like, her skin color, she's Black. But my grandfather was, like, part Chinese. And why not? So it's just like a mixture. So that, I just really never know what to identify myself. I actually leave that question unanswered, to be honest.
Freeman says skin color is what people notice first and make assumptions from it until they are told different.
Well, Black folks with different nationalities circulating in these spaces, and their nationality isn't seen first. Their Blackness is seen first.
Diaz, the high school teacher's assistant in Ruskin, says she sees this color divide even between Black Dominicans and white Dominicans here in the Tampa area.
I have a friend that her mom didn't like her daughter to go out with the Black Dominican, even if she's Dominican as well. I don't like it because I think we're all the same and we come from the same place.
That's the dilemma, Freeman says, these women and other Afro-Latinos face.
They're both Black and Latino. I think that there is a bit of misunderstandings and even some ignorance in terms of understanding that you can actually be both.
Their Blackness and heritage aren't going anywhere, and it's going to take time for people here and around the world to change the way they see them. For WUSF 89.7 News, I'm Naomi Prelo.